People in some parts of Mashonaland and West Province keep quails for personal use while others are making money through selling the birds for breeding purposes. Some local people sell dressed quails and eggs in various markets and to households that find the meat palatable. The birds' eggs are a hit among many people who claim that they also have medicinal value. Medical practitioners could not be immediately drawn to verify these claims. One of the quail breeders, Alexio Mazambani of Alaska suburb in Chinoy, says he has been running a booming business from the time he started this business last year. Mazambani keeps 70 quails at his home and realizes 80 eggs a day, which he sells for $12. Mazambani says he will get such quantity of eggs for the next 2 years, since quails lay eggs for up to 2 years, depending at times on the breeding environment.
I'm now assured of my money every day. If the sun rises, I simply know I'm pocketing my $12, at least $12, each and every day for the next 2 years. So actually I'm benefiting a lot out of this quail farming.
Quail breeder Kenneth Mshongahane of Brundish in Chinoy says quail eggs are in high demand as individuals visit his home to buy them. According to Mshongahane, who acquired quail keeping skills from a local company, M&S Company, says he started his business with 100 birds. Mshongahane says training is critical in reducing the high death rate among the birds that start laying eggs when they are 6 weeks old.
Actually, you got to go under a training, boss. If you just go into this business without the knowledge, the know-how of how to keep the birds, you end up maybe having some mismanagement. For example, sex ratio must be mastered. Then this issue of light. And there are so many things that you got to know before you embark into business.
Mshongahane says he is not quite sure why so many people buy the same number of quail eggs per day. One of Mshongahane's customers, Miranda Choguguza, claims that she eats 2 quail eggs per day for controlling her weight.
I was fat, very fat. Those who know me, they know me as a fat woman. But now, because of the quail eggs, I drink almost every day. Now I'm very slim. I have to change my wardrobe.
Some people like quail meat and they say it's tastier than chicken. Karoi-based Dr. Ramson Miripiri says quail meat is no different from other wild birds in terms of nutrition content. But Dr. Miripiri says quail meat is tastier than any other wild bird because it has less fat.
You can behave as many zuta as you can. And after all zuta, the meat is tasty.
As more people turn into quail business, some experts say this business is shrinking. Financial consultant Edmore Mazarure says the market of the quail bird business is almost flooded and some people are not realizing any profits. Mazarure says some companies change quail breeders for a fee and those change buy quails from them and sell eggs to the firms for incubation.
So we have by people who are primarily producing this product. So we have these guys, they train people, they offer people to have a product maybe for free or maybe for a small fee. But then they get the money, and these people are stuck with the product at the end. This is a typical situation of a product scheme, pyramid scheme, whereby one is promised to have a lot of clients at the end, but they end up being stuck with the product. But the one who trained them, the one who sold them the product, gains all the money, and those who are left gain nothing.
A large number of Zimbabweans are now viewing the quail business as some kind of manna from heaven in a country that is facing serious social and economic problems. Pastor Donald Mushipe of Evangelical Church of Zimbabwe says quail birds are a God-given food, just like how God sent quails to the children of Israel.
It was a time of crisis when this scroll were God-given, the scroll to the people. You want to feed them because they were having a problem. They're complaining. They're saying, no, we don't have proper food. Especially in our time like Zimbabwe, we don't have enough food to cater for our people. So otherwise, other people were here trying to keep these things. They are trying by all means to feed the nation. They are there to help them financially, even also as a source of food.
The minister of religion may be right due to the fact that a large number of people are now making a living through selling quail birds. Kenan Musendami of Wunyane High Desert Suburb in Shinoi, who is jobless, says this is his only source of income.
They were unemployed and definitely that's the means of income where we can get our income. We are not employed.
A government minister announced recently that Zimbabwe had temporarily suspended trading in quail birds, a move that was quashed by some senior state officials. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.